If you're a tennis fan, as I am, Monday's a big day. It's the start of the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, New York. Big names will be there, but there might be some surprises in store, too.
It's crazy. What a season it's been, Carol, with all the injuries. I think it's as open as it's ever been.
That's because there's a new crop of talented up-and-comers from around the globe, particularly among the men. Rob Koenig is a commentator for the Association of Tennis Professionals, or ATP. He says one of those players is Alexander Zverev, known as Sasha. He's from Germany and the son of two Russian tennis players. And he defeated tennis god Roger Federer earlier this month.
He's one of only two players to currently win multiple Masters 1000 titles outside of the Big Four. So at a young age, this guy's got the belief, and without a doubt, he's got the firepower to challenge at the tail end of a major. 6'6", huge game, huge wingspan. He's already put on 25 pounds of prime filet, if you want to call it that. He's in good shape, and he surrounded himself with a good team, and that's something that Roger Federer did early on in his career. So I think Zverev is very well placed, Carol.
What about the other up-and-coming men? Who will you be watching at the U.S. Open in the next couple of weeks?
Well, let me fire off some names for you. Probably next in line is somebody called Kharen Khachanov from Russia. He's a big boy as well. He's currently at a career high ranking of number 30 in the world. The Russians have got a nice crop as well. There's this young kid called Andrei Rublev, who's just 19. Then as far as the Americans are concerned, Jared Donaldson, just 20 years of age, has had a fantastic 12 months and a fantastic summer. He's different from the other Americans in that he spent 2 years away from America, training down in South America to get used to the clay, took himself out of his comfort zone, and it's really paid dividends. He's also right around a career high rank, and he's sitting around 50 in the world. Watch out for Jared. Then you've got this young Canadian kid, Denis Shapovalov, who we saw play so well in Canada. Big game. Roger Federer spoke glowingly about him.
And he also has Russian roots. What goes on in Russia? Why are they producing all these players?
Treat them mean, keep them keen, Carol. They're very hard workers, and they've got a fantastic work ethic. And they grow up tough. You know, they don't have a lot of money, some of these guys. And, you know, they're not mollycoddled like
Americans.
Players. Yes, a fair few players in America are. So I think that gives you a desire and a mindset that's so much tougher. You know, it becomes all or nothing. You either make it in tennis or you're nothing. And I think having only one option is sometimes a good thing.
Do you detect different styles or approaches to tennis among this new crop that's coming up?
Not really, not enough variation. And in fact, Roger Federer mentioned that at Wimbledon this year. He feels that the guys aren't coming in and showing enough variation to challenge at the sharp end of these tournaments. Now I'm talking about winning, not just making it through to the quarters or through to the semis. So I think it's important that they develop their games even further. So I think the ones that are really going to break out from this young gun group are those who have the variety. And of course, we've seen that with Zverev. He is one of these guys who does have the variety and not just the firepower.
I want to ask about Francis Tiafoe. He's American. He was an immigrant. His father worked at a tennis club, I think as a maintenance man in Maryland, and that's where he got his start. What's he looking like this year?
Bit of adversity early on in the summer. Went on a four-match losing streak, but really has picked it up nicely now. Played really well in Cincinnati. I commentated on a few of his matches there, and of course he beats Zverev there. And when you win a match like that, it gives you an incredible amount of self-belief. He is a hell of an athlete, and that's the one thing that really is in Francis's favor. His story and his game style is exciting to watch, and I hope he does go deep at the U.S. Open because I think it'll add to the U.S. Open story, Carol.
So who do you want to win?
I'm pretty neutral. I've got a lot of people who are wanting Federer to make it third time this year that he's won a major. But, you know, you're right. It would be nice to see one of these youngsters break through and just rattle the cage a little bit. I'd love to see Zverev go deep. I'd love to see Shapovalov go deep. He is an incredible talent. He's such an exciting player to watch, and I think we need that in our sport, Carol.
Rob Koenig is a tennis commentator for the Association of Tennis Professionals, or ATP. He's going to be at the U.S. Open. Thanks, Rob.
Always a pleasure, Carol.